to Don't Mix In. I'm Vivian from the blog mixitupwithcurves.com, and this is where we talk about style and life, all on a budget. Don't Mix In, episode 34. Okay, today we're going to be talking about how to wear Kelly Green, and this is based on a blog post on mixitupwithcurves.com called How to Wear Kelly Green. So a few years back, I had a green dress. It was Kelly Green that I got from Banana Republic. And it was this kind of like sweater type fabric. And it was a square neck. And I swear, I wore that thing to the ground, wore it to work, wore it on the weekend. I just loved the color. And it's been hard to find other items in this color. Ended up wearing it so much, it got a hole. And then I tried to sew it. Anyway, you get the point. So I came across a few items in this color, and I thought, why don't I do a post on it and talk about how I, you know, kind of style it maybe give you some ideas as well. And what I've learned over the years is that a color that makes you feel vibrant, looks great on you, is something that kind of goes hand in hand with fit most of the time. And so when I find a color that I'm like, oh, I just love it, love the way it looks, I try to scoop up more of it. But I've noticed with this color, with Kelly Green, it's hard to find, especially when it's fall. They have more kind of more, you know, that pine green that doesn't look as flattering on me, and that is very much fall type of color, or you can get like a jewel tone. But getting Kelly Green is just a little harder to find, in my opinion. I'm always on the hunt for some kind of item that will be versatile, that I can wear for work or weekend, so that it's not a one and done. And what I've found is with this color, I feel like it's a color that works really well for work and for the weekend. And in this blog post, I have a top. It's sleeveless with a cute kind of collar neck. It's buttoned down, and it's a Kelly Green and white print. And so I paired it with a white tulle skirt. You remember that tulle skirt? I've worn it before. It's a thrifted item. And so, you know, I really want to make sure I wear things again in different ways and just try to be creative instead of buying a bunch of new stuff all the time. So with that one, I wore the top and then the tulle skirt and just belted it with a J. Crew belt that I think it's kind of done now. I think I've had it for like at least 10 years and it's starting to fall apart, but you can't tell in the picture. And then I just paired it with some yellow little sling bats backs that I got from Target. The other item is a Kelly Green dress that is from Who What Wear. And both items are from Who What Wear, the top and this dress. And what I like about this one, it's kind of an interesting dress. It has some puffy sleeves, and it has some buttons going down the front of the dress, which makes it different. But I like that it has like this white stitching that stands out. So it's a really unique dress. And then it has a fabric belt, so just did that. And then with this one, I also used the yellow slingbacks from Target. And I have a purse from Who What Wear. It's like this lemon pattern. It's really cute, kind of different. So I thought with both of them, I wanted to kind of add, you know, a little pop of yellow to contrast with the Kelly Green. And since it's summer, I've been doing a closet clean out, and I've been posting items on Poshmark. And what I'm noticing is that big prints are the ones that are more likely to go. So let me tell you why. I like big, bold prints. I think they're fun to have. But I notice after a while I've worn the items and I'm like, oh, I'm kind of over it. And they're hard to kind of remix because they stand out. So I'm learning, and I'm thinking that, you know, that's one thing I'm going to probably not do as much, is go with these big prints. So with both of these items, the dress is just Kelly Green. It's no print on it. But with the top, the print is smaller. And I feel like since it's a little more subtle, I can blend it with other items. And it's just gives it a bit more versatility. And with green, it's kind of a refreshing color, very much reminds you of nature. So I think it's great for spring and summer, because remember we talked about that we plan our outfits two seasons at a time. So I definitely feel like I will be wearing this, you know, as I get back to work, and it's still, you know, kind of the tail end of summer. And then I will be able to bring these two items back when it, you know, we go into spring and summer for next year. So let's talk about how I kind of pair colors up for, you know, work or weekend when I'm wearing Kelly Green. So the easiest way to go would be pairing it with the neutral. I think it looks really nice with kind of an off-white or a cream. So if I was wearing this dress to work, I would, you know, maybe swap out for like a neutral, you know, pair of slingbacks and keep my makeup pretty, you know, pretty basic, because the green kind of pops out. If I'm going to do kind of a little bit more bold colors, I did yellow, like it's pictured here with both outfits. So I feel like a yellow is a nice little contrast with the green. And then, you know, if I'm really feeling a little more bold, then I could go with hot pink. So that's kind of an unexpected color. The dress, when I was going to wear it, because you see I'm at the Grove, I was going to wear it with some hot pink kind of slides. But then I kind of went, you know, I'm like, ah, it kind of was taken away from the dress, the style of the shoe, but the color I think looks great. Or a pink lip looks really good. And you can also do a bold red. So I went with an orange base red when you see the top with the tulle skirt. And what I like about this dress is not only is the color pretty vibrant, it's comfortable, and I like that the green is, you know, a little different than what I usually have. And then the button detail on the front, it's not trendy, just something like a kind of a unique detail. And there's a lot of coverage too, so I don't have any issues with the neckline, and I don't have any issues like with coverage with the arms, and also the length is right for work and for weekend. And with this top, I think I have at least four of these in the same style, just a different print. Because I like the way that you can tuck it in, wear it out, wear it with the blazer, wear it with the skirt. So this green top, I've already worn it a couple times. I wore it with a kind of a little A-line denim skirt from Target, A New Day, that you can see on my Instagram feed. And then, of course, I wore it with the tulle skirt. But I've worn it with jeans as well. And with jeans, I just kind of tuck it in with the belt. And if you want to check out another dress that's in Kelly Green, I just remembered, go ahead and check out episode 31, the wrap style dress. It's a Kelly Green dress from Who What Wear. It's like a chevron stripe print and white, and it's super cute, still in stores, and it's in Kelly Green. All right, so to wrap up, we have the Kelly Green top from Who What Wear, and this is sleeveless, and we have the Kelly Green dress with the buttons down the front, also from Who What Wear. Both can work for work or weekend. And they're going to be linked in the blog post that this episode is based on, How to Wear Kelly Green, on mixitupwithcurves.com. And in there, you'll see the way I styled them and get some ideas of how to kind of match them up with different colors. Want more information? Go ahead and head over to mixitupwithcurves.com. I am going to link the blog post that this episode is based on, How to Wear Kelly Green. It'll be in the show notes for you. Now, if you're liking what you're hearing, can you go ahead and share the podcast? I know I've been talking about subscribing and reviewing, but if you could share it, that'd be greatly appreciated. Just screenshot it, let a friend know, and then that'll kind of help me know who's listening out there and asking you, you know, what do you think so far? Also, go ahead and check out my Patreon. That's what helps me with making content that's meaningful for you. If you want to find me, you can find me on Instagram. My handle is Mix It Up With Curves. If you don't want to find me, that's fine. And also, don't forget to sign up for my Favorite Finds newsletter. That is where I go ahead and get you some links to items before they appear on the blog. So it'll be stuff that I've tried on, and I give you some styling tips. And remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.